I didn't think we started the game particularly well, to be honest. I think the sending off then upset the whole rhythm of the match. And then when another guy gets sent off, it throws everything into disarray again. And footballers at this level are used to playing in particular systems and being in particular areas. And a number of us found that a wee bit difficulty. I mean, it's not every week you're playing against nine men. But the second half, we were much better. We were much better and passed the ball a lot better, which I didn't think we did at all in the first half. And I think once we got the first goal, and then the second goal, I think, was always going to kill it off. And that's the way it was. And it was nice. It was nice because Blaine hasn't been enjoying the best of times in front of goal, and it was great to see him getting on the score sheet tonight.
Some might say Salt Hill Devon were the authors of their own misfortune tonight, Felix. Two poor pieces of discipline on their part.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I'm not going to. The only thing I will say, if two players at Harps were sent off for what they were sent off, I'd be really disappointed, and I'm sure that Tony Mannion and John are very disappointed in the manner of their sentence off as well.
The first goal that came so early in the second half, I mean, it was the perfect start to the second half for Harps, and it came after a piece of play where Harps kept the ball for a while, got the ball out wide, and that's what was needed when you're playing against nine men like that.
That's exactly. We talked at half time about, James Doherty was going to give us, going forward, Doc was going to give us more than Hugh Carlin. Doc's had a dreadful time over the last 2 years. In all honesty, and with two really bad infections pre-season, hasn't been able to do either pre-seasons, and he's been playing catch-up. But it was a good opportunity, given that we were down to nine players. I knew we would get a lot of space in the full-back areas. And when Doc came on, and we said to Kieran, try and stay as wide as much as possible and try and keep the ball and drag them all over the pitch. And when we did that, we were fine. It was when we were trying to be too clever at times that I thought that's where we maybe fell down, but sometimes it's when you've got young players, they want to maybe over elaborate at times and show how clever they are, and focus a very simple game.
All of a sudden, that's two wins on the bounce now, Felix, and you're beginning to climb up the table into the top four. I know it's only an 8-team league, but I mean, that's two games on the bounce now, two wins.
Well, as I said to you guys a couple of weeks ago, It was criminal that we only had 3 points after the first four games. And football's a crazy game at times, because we played a lot better than we played tonight and lost. And that's what drives you crackers at times as a manager. But the pleasing thing tonight was it's another clean sheet. So we'll have to massage Mr. Hutton's legs a wee bit more, and maybe if he gets, Keith Cowan comes back and we give pizza and all 3 months off, he'd be ready for the end of the season.
Yeah, Peter Hutton in there tonight, and young Sean Patton making his first home appearance as well, along with another new signing, Felix Matthew Harkin. So it's a big night for them.
Big night for them. Sean was standing beside me while all the stuff was going on with Kieran Gallagher last week, he's 16, he's very thin, he's only a boy, you can see that, but he's a very capable young man, and it'll be a test for him over the next couple of weeks. We're obviously going to bring another goalkeeper in, with a bit of disappointing news today, in that Kieran Gallagher had a scan last week in Waterford, and they said it was all clear. He hasn't been right all week. He went back to the doctor, and the doctor saw a hairline fracture in the front of his eyebrow, which is a bit of a blow. So Kieran's going to be out for at least a month, and we are in the process. We had lined up another goalkeeper anyway, and hopefully there'll be more news on that later on this week. But young Sean is a very confident young man. Matthew Harkin's just come in, lacking a bit of match fitness at this level. But I wanted, because we were 3-0 up, I wanted to get him out and get him involved. And he's another guy like Tracy Sy on the other side. We've got guys with good technical ability for this level. And that's where I was disappointed in the first half, in that we didn't hold on to the ball long enough, and we tried to go forward far too early when we are capable for this division of keeping the ball.
Well, the games are coming thick and fast, Felix. Derry City next up in the League Cup now. How will Hearts be approaching that one?
We'll approach it the same as we do every other game. You know, one of the biggest worries we've had, you know, you can imagine what it was like in Waterford, where we'd won down there and the dressing room's bubbly, and like a lot of things, every time you go and you stay overnight, the camaraderie within any football squad always seems to, particularly at this level when you're not used to it, increases. And it's almost like, when you're not used to it, it's almost like a bonding session. And after the match, the dressing room was electric. But there was far too many people talking about Derry as opposed to Salthill Galway. So it was one of those, that one of the things that Peter had to take on board this week was to try and make sure that the guys didn't have half an eye on what was going to happen on Monday. As I said before, we're not going to win the League Cup. We're not going to win the League Cup unless, you know, a miracle happens. And it's been quite a while since one of them happened. And we'll go, whether we change the team too much, I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure of what we do on Monday. Peter and I will talk about it tomorrow and Sunday and discuss what kind of side we go with. But to be honest, Longford won tonight at Limerick, and we're down there next week. And the Longford game is more important for us next week than the Brandywell is on Monday. But that isn't to say that we won't go in and give it a go.